Hello and welcome to the High Vibrational Life Podcast. This is Kimberly Kingsley, and today I'd like to talk about high vibrational energy. That delicious energy that we feel when we connect with someone who's high vibrational, and when we go into environments that are clean and flowing. And if you've been a regular listener on this podcast, you know that high vibrational life and high vibrational energy has everything to do with flow. As with nature, we are designed to receive raw energy and metabolize it in such a way that it's refined enough to share with the world. And so today I'd like to talk about the process of energy metabolism and how that process is often interrupted. So first of all, what is the process? The process occurs in four stages and is aligned with the four stages of flow that we've talked about on this podcast. So presence, integrity, transformation, and mastery. Presence is receiving energy. So the first step in energy metabolism is to receive it in the first place. And how do we receive energy? We receive it in the stillness of our thoughts. We receive it when we sink down into our bodies and do nothing for a few moments. We receive it when we put our bare feet on the ground or spend any time at all in nature, with or without shoes. We receive it when we are fully and wholly present with another person, with something that we're working on, with a meal. So energy is received through presence. The next level, integration, energy is then moved up in our bodies. Just like food goes down the body, the energy digestion and metabolism process goes in the opposite direction. So if we receive energy by connecting to our own roots, which would be our own nervous system, and allowing pure energy to flood in, and then the body is the trunk or the channel, the flow channel, and that is where we integrate the energy. In digestion, this would be processing the food or digesting the food. And with energy metabolism, this is absorbing and digesting the energy itself. Because energy contains both nourishment, which is information, and inspiration, which is movement. So we really do need to digest the energy in order to receive the nourishment, in order to receive the information that we need in order to move forward with integrity. And again, the way I define integrity is organic integrity. So in order to move forward in a way that's integrated so that the energy can continue to flow through us and not get stuck or blocked or diverted or drained, all the things that happen to our energy. And then the inspiration, the movement, is just the velocity of flow. Energy naturally flows, but we have to have it first. And then the third level of energy metabolism is the transformation or alchemical process that refines the raw energy into our high vibrational presence, into our high vibrational gifts. And energy is transformed as we apply it. So we take action. We do something. We go somewhere and just share our presence. We cook something. We create something. We talk to someone. All the ways that we show up in the world. However, it is very important, especially in today's world, and I'll share why in a moment, to take right action. Not just any action, because energy can so easily be spilled, just like spilling it out in the world through action that is not inspired, that is not internally directed. And we all know what this feels like. You spend a day of doing things, you spend a day of activity, and at the end of the day, you say, what is going on? I didn't even really complete what I wanted to complete. So it's very important that we transform energy by doing what we know we need to do. Sometimes that doesn't always feel the best because we're a short-term gratification society, so we'd rather have like a quick fix of dopamine than generating the neurochemistry required for effort, which is just a little bit of resistance prior to getting into flow. That's established in the literature. We always experience a little bit of resistance before we take right action. So that's no surprise. We just need to do it anyway. And then the final expression, of course, in the flow cycle, in energy metabolism as well, is mastery. And so that's sharing our gifts and showing up. So just as there are these 4 stages of energy metabolism, 4 levels of flow, 4 gates of energy, you could think of it as, the first gate being presence. That gate doesn't even open if we don't take time to receive. And this is the first way that we lose energy. This is the first way that we interrupt energy metabolism, either by not taking the time to receive or receiving low quality energy through negative media, toxic relationships, toxic environments. Whenever we connect with something low vibrational, we have to digest it. Just like whenever we eat junk food, we still have to digest it. So the first way to preserve this organic process of energy metabolism is to spend quality time with ourselves, receiving the most pure energy of life. If we can drop into the stillness, we will fill up with pure life energy. And also being very mindful about deliberately not connecting with toxic energy sources. It's going to happen. I mean, we live in this world, so we are going to encounter toxicity. We will have our own challenging emotions. This is going to happen, but there's so much choice in this. So being very selective about what we connect with, because what you connect with, you receive. You are swapping energy with this, whatever it is, environment, media, person, food. So that's the first step, taking time to receive the high quality energy and practicing selective connection. The second is the digesting of energy. So very often we jump ship at this stage because a day doesn't go by that we don't receive energy that's a little bit uncomfortable to digest. That's called life. So it's so incredibly important that we digest all the energy that we receive, all the energy that moves through us. We don't have to own it. We don't have to over-identify with it. We don't have to label it and analyze the heck out of it. All we have to do is feel it, digest it, allow it to move, breathe. And in that, we receive information. In that, we receive inspiration and momentum. Because we are transmutation machines. We are transformers. We are here to transform energy. So it doesn't matter if we dip into some toxicity or inadvertently watch a video that we later have to process. It's okay. It's just that we have to be committed enough to our own flow, to our own high vibrational existence, to transmute it, to digest it, to bring it back to purity just through our awareness. So that would be the trunk, your flow channel. And then energy is able to open that gate and move to the next level of transformation. And you can picture that as your heart. So at this level, we follow our heart. We do what we know we need to do. We take right action. And along these lines, we use our voice. I come across this so often with my clients. They'll get clarity, but then they won't use their voice. We have to use our voice. The world is craving your frequency. The world is so hungry for your energy. We cannot sit on it anymore. And I know it's scary. It's been scary for me. But the urgency and the call is so loud right now that we just don't have time to sit on things anymore. It's perfectly fine to make mistakes. It's perfectly fine. We just take responsibility, clean up what we can, and keep moving. Way better to make a mistake than to sit on your energy and not use your voice. Okay, so that opens up the gate of transformation. And then you're at mastery. That's when all you do is show up and you sprinkle your magic dust wherever you go. You nourish people without them even knowing it by your presence alone. You bring order to chaos. You remind people who they are without saying a word. And when you do speak, people are uplifted. People get a reprieve from all the stress and chaos in the world right now. And I need to touch on overthinking. This is a major way that we lose energy. The other day, I visualized the thinking mind as a glass ceiling that keeps us enslaved. And I know that sounds dramatic, but if you really think about what we're dealing with overthinking, which is pretty much an epidemic, what we're dealing with is a thick neural network that demands constant feeding. Almost like a thought monster. What it does is every time we try to digest our energy, digest what we receive, this monster tries to pull us into its web so that we can feed it this energy, feed it our energy that's meant to become refined and share with the world and heal the world and transform the world. I don't even want to call it the ego. Because the ego is often misunderstood and it has a bad rap. And so calling this level of thinking, this overthinking monster, the ego, is giving it too much power. All we need to do is recognize it and bring our energy back to the present over and over again. During these times, we have to err on the side of receiving more energy than we would normally. We have to practice presence more often than we would have a few years ago to get the same results. There's just too much wind. Our roots need to be deeper. There's too many storms. There's too much distraction. There's too much temptation. There's too much collective thinking that's contagious, that we get drawn into, that we catch like a virus. So if we can compensate with presence and roots and receiving high quality energy, we will have the grounding to pull our energy back from our thoughts and just bring it back into the presence. These patterns will lose power over time. They will. And as they lose power, then your mind will be used for the purpose it is intended, which is to direct your energy. So receiving every day, digesting the energy that you receive every day by feeling it without the stories, without the analyzing, using your voice, even if you make a mistake, and bringing your awareness back to the present anytime you start looping and spinning in your thoughts. This brings you back to your natural alignment, to your natural flow blueprint, where energy can complete its full cycle, where it can both evolve you and create wellness in your mind, in your body, in your emotions, and in your life. So I hope this helped. And I will say one final thing, and I might do another episode on this. And that is, the world is accelerating even more now, which is why this alignment process and energy metabolism is more important than ever. We don't have wiggle room. We don't have the time to waste. We can't say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll talk to that person tomorrow. I'll eat better tomorrow. I'll do this project tomorrow. We just don't have the time. If we don't take right action, we will be spilling out our energy. And so it's not to say that you do that whole list of things that you know you need to do right now, but it is to say that you sit down and say, what is it that I need to do right now? And then you do that. Thank you so much for listening and for being with me today, whatever day it is that you're listening on. I invite you to reach out to me at any time through the High Vibrational Life Instagram or my website, KimberlyKingsley.com. I'm sending great vibes out there, and we're all in this together, and the world needs us. The world needs us. So treasure your energy. Until next time, be well.